You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor know-it-alls.
That's right. Survivor Know-It-Alls are back again here 1 week until the finale of Survivor 41.
1 week.
One
and then it's all
week
revealed.
And
everything
now,
will be revealed.
The man who's podcasting from a brand new locale. It is the broccoli to my chicken. it's Stephen Fishback.
Wow. Well, no trash in my background.
Like we just said about broccoli. You know.
Yeah. You really set me up and I really, let you down once again.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. You weren't expecting me to, you know, I like, couldn't let you down because you weren't expecting anything out of me.
Yes. You notoriously hate improv. Don't mean to throw you off. Stephen, so nice to be back here with you. Last 1 hour edition of Survivor here in Survivor 41, as next week we head into 3 hours. Are you ready?
Mm.
Yeah.
No.
And we'll learn the winner.
That's wild. I mean, it has to be a final two, right? 3 hours? I mean, that's crazy.
Well, Jeff gave us the breakdown.
You're right. He said like fire making a four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Final so three. No, I think it's probably not going to be a final two. I think I guess we have a lot to unpack, especially with only a 5-person. Because think about it, like in season 40, we had basically three hours, and it was like, you know, say hi to Tony on Zoom for 5 seconds.
Well,
and
that's what is it? Is it a live reunion? No.
No, I don't believe so. We're not sure exactly what they might be doing with the 3 hour block, but they have 3 hours booked and we'll see. But I don't anticipate we'll see anything that looks like a regular Survivor reunion special.
A lot more interpolations from Jeff. He's going to come out and be like, okay, now we're going to see Tribal Council. He's going to give us a breakdown of what Tribal Council looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Then the people are going to come out. They're going to do Tribal Council. Then Jeff's going to come out again and say, now we're going to vote. Here's how voting works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be an hour and a half of content and an hour and a half of Jeff's explanations.
All right. Well, we have a lot to break down here. Very interesting night here as Danny ends up going home. Big swerve.
Big bad night for me. Very sad night. You know, I'm a big Dan stan.
Dan stan. Yeah. Okay. Well, Danny had a great last couple of episodes. Sad to see him go. Looked like that. I felt like that Danny stock was rising, but ultimately he goes out here tonight. Not to Sean. We'll talk to him tomorrow morning on the exit interview. And then got some great podcasts coming up this week, but we'll be doing things in a little bit of a different order. Twist. It's a twist week here on the podcast because we always talk with Mike Bloom on the feedback show, the last feedback show before the finale. And we're actually going to do the feedback show first this week.
Whoa.
Yes. Get your feedback questions in for Mike Bloom. We're going to record that tomorrow night, Thursday night. Mike Bloom is going to be on the feedback show. And then Dom Abate is going to join me over the weekend. So we switched it around. Dom Abate was available over the weekend. I said, okay, let's see if we can get Mike for Thursday. So we're going to do the feedback show first, then Dom Abate. Kirsten McInnes will join us on Monday night for the patron Q&A. So that's what's coming up on the Survivor podcast this week. We did a poll question tonight on our Instagram page. Go to RHAP Grams, Rahap Grams, for our Instagram poll question. Who's going to win the season? Let's find out what the listeners think.
I don't know. This is a tough one. I really don't know. I mean, it's anybody but Heather's game in a way, you know? What if Heather wins? What if Heather, wouldn't that be a stunning come from behind victory?
Well, Erica seemed concerned that you gotta knock out Heather.
Were you worried? I was like, if they take out Heather tonight, that is going to be such a wasted opportunity.
Once Ricard won immunity, I said, well, I guess it's Heather.
I know, I did too. I was like, oh my God. I said I was going to scream, but I didn't scream.
So there was no Heather. This was an interesting round of play coming in, because I felt like that coming into this week, and I guess that, you know, where Xander lies in it, wanting to target Ricard, which you actually called last week that, you know, this is that Xander needed to be targeting Ricard this round. Things actually ended up after Ricard won immunity to go back to sort of like the voting blocks of 2v2v2. We ultimately ended up seeing the Erica and Heather voting block siding with the Ricard and Xander voting block to target Danny and Deshaun here at the vote. They split the votes. Interestingly, Danny and Deshaun put their votes on each other rather than going after one of the other players in the game. Steven, was that the right call for Danny and Deshaun?
No. I mean, a number of people have tweeted this to me, but also why Danny and Deshaun were so certain that the votes were being split. Why on earth would they not have voted themselves for Xander, who everyone knows has an idol, and Xander doesn't play his idol? Suddenly, and maybe they're imagining that they need Xander in the game to get rid of the real, you know, maybe they're thinking only one of us can win anyway. We have to have Xander in the game because he's the best bet to get rid of Ricard. I don't know if they're thinking that. I mean, they should have put their votes on Xander, and they should have then, you know, assuming Xander didn't play his idol, say, hey, let's all vote for Xander now. You know, otherwise he's guaranteed a spot in the final four because of his idol. And Danny should also volunteer that he does not, in fact, have an idol.
Yeah, it's interesting. We didn't see that in the show. It wasn't sort of like a prisoner's dilemma for them where like one of them says, well, if I actually put my vote on the other person, then I'm actually will ensure that they go home and I stay. So I'm going to do that. It seems like that they sort of like agreed to both go in that direction and then ultimately set up this 3-3 vote. Now, Stephen, I was very surprised because we had this whole last-minute truth bomb that came from Deshaun, and they really made it seem like, well, Deshaun just basically blew up his own game because they were probably going to get rid of Danny, and now Deshaun really put his foot in his mouth by outing that Erica wanted to vote out Heather, and everybody is like, oh my God, Deshaun, you're such an idiot. Why did you can't believe you did that. You just ruined your game. And then they voted out Danny.
Nobody, I didn't like that little bit. I mean, like, granted, they, you know, there was drama that happened. It was organic. But, you know, no one believed that because Danny said, like, oh, Erica does, you know, may vote you out, Heather. That Deshaun said that they're going to now vote out Deshaun instead of Danny. You know, no one thinks no one's going to change their tribal council vote at the final six because of some, like, extremely slight strategic, you know.
Well, then why did Xander say, oh, my, the truth bomb, more like truth kamikaze, am I right?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like at the tribal council, you just want to say the things Jeff wants to hear. Trying to make TV.
So, Stephen, was that the right call for this group to unanimously vote out Danny over Deshaun?
No. I mean, only because based on this episode, it sure, like, even Erica said that. I mean, let's talk through from Erica's point of view, because once again, it's actually probably the most interesting point of view, because Erica even said, you know, Deshaun has the bigger game. He's the bigger threat to win. We all acknowledge he's the bigger threat to win. At some point, someone else said Danny is probably the better threat to win an immunity against Ricard. So then for Erica to think, well, but Deshaun is likelier to take me to the end than Danny is. So maybe it does make sense for me to go with Deshaun. I mean, it really is so, you know, it's like so personal, right? Like, is it like the better group decision? Like, no, obviously you get rid of the person who's the biggest threat to win at the end when you're at the final six. But, you know, if there's enough people for whom it makes the most personal sense, and clearly for Erica, it does. I mean, that seems well-reasoned to me. You know, I don't think Erica has as good a shot of making it to the end with Deshaun. I'm sorry, with Danny, as she does with Deshaun. So, yeah, I think that, I think that's the right choice. What do you think?
Yeah, for Erica, definitely is the right call. But for the other people in that group that you would imagine that Xander has had better relationship with Danny throughout the whole season. We even saw Danny feeling betrayed by Xander at the last vote. He thought that Xander was going to be voting with him and Deshaun and Liana at the last tribal council. And ultimately that Xander was not going to go with them. For Ricard, I think it's also interesting that he wanted to take out Danny instead of Deshaun, where I feel like, I mean, both of them had been, had spoken out about wanting to get out Ricard. I wonder if Danny was the louder voice of, hey, we need to take out Ricard.
Wait, so who had, so I'm sorry, who did Ricard want to take out?
He wanted to take out, I think that Ricard said in the episode that he thought that Deshaun he was more concerned about.
Because he thought Deshaun had a better chance of winning immunity? But wasn't it about
I think he thought that Deshaun was the better strategist that he wanted to take out.
I thought so, right, yeah, that's, I mean, at the final six, like, there's really not that much strategy. I mean, I guess Deshaun has the better relationships, right? Like, Deshaun is the bigger threat to Ricard in terms of, like, getting over Erica.
Yeah.
In terms of getting over... and that's why, I mean, to me, it makes so much more sense. Like, if you're Ricard, you want to take out Deshaun. I mean, I guess if you're Xander, you probably want to keep Danny in the game because he does probably have the better chance of winning an immunity. I mean... If you're, I guess, like for Heather and Erica, they're the two who have the most reason to keep Deshaun over Danny. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's such a tweener. Like, it's like really, I mean, it's not a tweener from my perspective. Like, I mean, I guess if you're Erica, you want to, and then probably Heather too, right? I mean, we do have a lot of trouble separating, you know, Heather's game from Erica just from what we've seen. But yeah, if you're Erica, you probably want to keep Deshaun. If you're Heather, you probably want to keep Deshaun.
Yeah.
And also probably for Xander and Ricard, it's like, you know, you're splitting hairs. So if someone like Erica, who's a crucial part of your voting block, has a really strong opinion, you're like, yeah, sure. Like, if you feel strongly, like, let's do it your way. Mm-hmm. And they think Danny might have an idol. So let's just get rid of that possibility. I mean, that we haven't talked about that, but like that has to factor into it.
Yeah.
Like if they split the votes and Danny doesn't play his idol and there's even like the whiff of an idol about Danny, then you got to vote on Danny.
I thought Danny did such a good job in this episode of trying to make Ricard think that actually it might've been accidental. It seemed like that he went to go look for the idol and then Ricard was like, oh, he's changed. There's something different about him. He has the idol. And then Ricard did confront him about it and Danny played it off very, very well. That he did have an idol. So I thought that Danny did a really good job. Jeff even acknowledged at Tribal Council the different approaches that Danny and Deshaun had, where you would think that by the book, Danny's approach would be better, right?
Right. Like, just like articulate what those two approaches are.
So that for Deshaun, he's like, hey, I'm not going to get got here. You know, I'm going to go out of the game and I'm going to, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out kicking and screaming. And, you know, that he's going to go basically, and I always call this like the full Troyzan of basically like, this is my island. You can't take me out. And sort of like is the squeaky wheel. Whereas Danny was just sort of the person who was the easier person to be around and, you know, gave credit to Ricard for doing his thing. And I think that was ultimately, you know, probably playing the better social game, which is ironic because Deshaun has talked more about his social game and said that Danny hasn't played the social game as well. But Danny, I thought, did a really good job of sort of like minimizing this part. But in fact, that it's almost like the opposite where that Danny I feel like did such a good job of sort of like keeping his nose clean that I feel like that maybe that he's also seen as the person that the jury might favor, where that Deshaun is like has a little bit more, you know, scuffs and marks on him and might not look as good in the eyes of the jury.
Yeah. And again, I don't think anyone is making this decision at tribal council. I don't think the way that they, you know, portray their games at tribal council is affecting anyone's vote. That vote has, you know, was decided back at camp before they went there. But yes, you know, for Deshaun to blow up with a, you know, a truth bomb, at tribal only looks bad for him, right? Like he looks messy, and that's something that, you know, in front of the jury, right? I mean, that's the other thing. Like the jury only sees a tiny fraction of the game. They see don't do the strategy. They don't see, you know, the immunity challenges. They just see what happens at tribal council, and they disproportionately weight that. So if someone acts a certain way, you know, if someone's arrogant at tribal, the jury notes that. If someone's humble at tribal, the jury notes that. And so for Deshaun to be all over the place, you know, suddenly you're sitting there at tribal and you're thinking, yeah, this guy is a great person to have with me in the final three because the jury sees how messy he is.
Steven, I thought it was such a great night for Erica all around also, because I felt like that after it was over, after they did the revote and then it was Danny who ended up going home, Erica was the one who said, you're welcome, friend, like to the jury. And I felt that she sort of like took ownership over like, hey, I saved you.
Yep, totally. I totally agree. And that was very smart of her. That was very smart, like jury posturing. Mm-hmm. And in general, it did seem to be Erica's decision, right? Like it really did seem like this was Erica's decision, where probably, as we were saying, the others would have happily voted out Deshaun over Danny. But Erica, you know, made the call. So yeah, I don't know.
Let's look ahead to the first vote that we're going to see in next Wednesday's episode. Okay. It's the final five vote. And so Xander presumably has one more chance to play his idol. Amazingly, Xander's name does not come up again.
I don't get it. I don't even, okay. Like, so yes, let's say Danny and Deshaun should have voted for Xander. Why didn't anybody else want to vote for Xander? You know, Xander's got an idol. That's the only idol they know for sure about. Him having the idol means he's guaranteed a spot in fire making. He's been really good at making fire. I mean, right? I mean, am I misremembering that? I feel like we've seen him be decent around.
Yeah, I don't recall him specifically making the fire.
Maybe he's just hair, I assume.
You know, I don't know if it's because of the reward that it was Xander and Erica and Deshaun that went on the reward together, and they had
chicken and broccoli.
We could talk about that. But they went on a reward, and they felt like that there was like, hey, like maybe the three of us are working together. But for Danny and Deshaun, like I don't know how you don't necessarily, you know, grab, you know, Erica and Heather and, you know, at least talk about like, hey, you think we could blindside Xander tonight?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think, maybe he's just not competitive to win. Maybe, you know, he went so underground after, you know, I don't even remember what they're trying. Yasa?
Right.
After the Yasa 3 split up, maybe he was so deep undercover that nobody thinks of him as a threat anymore. You know, maybe, and you know, maybe he's just like not in the conversation about people who are competitive to win. We see a lot of Xander, but maybe, you know, the other people don't think of him like they do Ricard or like they did Shan or like they do Deshaun, you know?
Well, because Xander tells us a number of times in the episode that the reason why he didn't vote out Ricard in the last episode was, hey, Ricard's my shield. As long as Ricard's here, people aren't coming for me.
Right.
But yet,
smart move.
Ricard wins immunity.
Yeah.
And then
it was a risk.
Still, no one talks about like the thesis is that, hey, as long as I keep Ricard in the game, they'll always go for Ricard. They won't go for me. But then that thesis sort of fails because then, okay, Ricard is off the board and people still don't go for him. So,
well, but he also still has, I mean, I guess you're right, but he also still has his idol. And I do think there's that threat of,
but he never plays it.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's that danger. If we stack votes on Xander and he plays his idol, then anyone who he votes for goes home.
You're the expert at this. So is what could they do that if it's, I guess, the it's 2v2v2, they put the two votes on Xander. Yeah. Is there anything that they could do with getting like a third vote? Because then if Xander does play his idol, then you're kind of hosed.
Yeah. It's a tough one. I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you'd have someone put a throwaway vote, you know, on the second biggest threat to win, who's Heather. You put a vote on her.
And Stephen, I was a little disappointed that we didn't get anything in this episode about Xander playing his extra vote at the last tribal council. That I had wondered all week was like, hey, did Xander tell anybody else, hey, I'm playing my extra vote tonight? And that's what ultimately got Erica to vote with them. Like, it wasn't acknowledged really at all in the show. And I don't know, like, in terms of like talking about Xander's game, I think it's been hard to sort of like assign agency to him on a lot of these things that have happened.
Yeah. I mean, that's right. I mean, I had completely forgotten about his extra vote. I mean, now that you remind me, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. That was an interesting, but I just don't think like a normal viewer will like be coming into this week's episode thinking, you know, what about Xander's extra vote? What was that all about? Because, you know, it didn't really, I mean, I guess like maybe he used it as it was brinksmanship. It's probably too convoluted an explanation and too specific to the events of last week to really carry over to this week. But you're right. Sometimes they do that in like the, you know, that first segment of like, I played my extra vote because I knew that. I think you're right. Like he has often been the subject of other people's plans throughout the game. Like he was,
Liana was the only one.
Liana's big target. Yeah. Liana's big target. You know, he was Evie's ally. He was Tiffany's ally. Obviously that thing with the, you know, the knowledge is power. That's such a stupid name. With the knowledge is power advantage was, you know, he had a lot of great moments with that, but yeah, he hasn't really been a big driver of the strategic action for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's going to be immune at the final five. Okay. Now what? Is it, if Ricard doesn't win immunity, is he out at five?
Yeah.
That's it?
I think so. Right? Like, why not? That's 100% the case. Like, why, if everyone acknowledges that he would win if he gets to the end, then you have to get him out.
Mm-hmm. So Ricard has to win out from here. I mean, so it's weird. It's always like, Ricard is like the presumptive favorite, but also has like the hardest path to get to the end.
Yeah. Well, that's typically true of the presumptive favorite. They have the hardest path because everyone wants them out. So everyone's doing everything they can to get rid of them.
But I feel like that's not normally how it is. I feel like that the presumptive favorite for us at home, it's like that the players, I feel like, have gotten like so sophisticated that it's like they're watching the show and they say, oh, Ricard is going to win. So we have to get him out. So he shouldn't be the presumptive favorite. He's sort of like the most likely person to go home. That the presumptive favorite is the person that we watch the show and say, why don't they ever vote this person out?
No, I think that, but I feel like this is getting, I mean, you're the presumptive favorite is, yes, that's what people are saying about Ricard. Why don't they vote this person out? He's the presumptive.
Well, because he's had immunity. I mean,
they
should have taken him out last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's literally what we're saying about Ricard.
So Ricard has to, I mean, Ricard's path to the end is he has to, if you're looking at the Ricard winner scenarios, Ricard has to win. It has to win immunity at final five, plus has to win immunity at the final four, or successfully make fire.
Right, because no one's taking him. So, he has to either win or make fire. Let's talk about it. So, I mean, Ricard is a very good chance. I mean, for Ricard, he's done very well in these immunity challenges. There's a very good chance he does win at the final five.
Yeah.
Also a lot of his voting out Danny, you know, that's one of his big competitors. You know, who else has done really well? And I mean, I guess Erica has done very well. Xander has done decently well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some people there, but it does seem like Ricard is the guy to beat here.
Is there anybody in your mind that's a lock for the final three?
I mean, honestly, I would say Heather, but I think there is a chance that she loses that fire. I mean, there is this that whole that whole chicken and broccoli alliance. It looks very, you know, maybe that is the mm-hmm. that's the final three.
Let's talk about Erica's winning prospects, because I think it took an interesting turn tonight. Erica yeah. got to speak in the episode about
yeah.
how, what it would mean for her. It was interesting in the start of the episode. We saw a lot of the players talking about that conversation that we saw at the Tribal Council. Deshaun got to continue to speak about his feelings. And then we saw some of the other players weighing in. Erica talked about how it was hard for her to vote out a woman. She knows what it would mean for so many women to see there be a woman winner of the game. She hopes it's her. And we saw her speak about this, that do you feel like that Erica could potentially lose to someone not named Ricard in the final three?
I mean, you know, I know you don't like to talk about the edit. I would just be so shocked, given how under-edited Erica was, if she was the first female winner, you know, since Sarah Lucina, you know, the fourth female winner in the last 16 seasons, and she was as invisible as she's been. I feel like that would be...
She's had a bigger second half, for sure.
Last couple and episodes
were bigger. It has been rising.
Yeah, but not even that big, honestly. Like, I mean, I need, you know, I haven't looked at the metrics, but it hasn't been this huge arc of now I'm taking control of the game. It's really been still very low key, and we've learned very little about her mm-hmm. over and her, you know, gotten very little strategic narrative.
I think that's been her vibe for really like since she came back from the Exile Island.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I just don't think the show has shown us a ton of it. I really don't. I mean, there's been like here and there, there's been like little bits, but then when it comes, I mean, not to speak too much about the edit, but like when it comes down to who's narrating like the big strategic moves, well, tonight she did have a lot of narration about it, but in previous nights, even that time that she was the one to suggest they split the votes, she was still presented like very secondarily in that. And then when it was discussed in the next week, it was like, no, she didn't even get to talk about that vote. So, I mean, again, like it's possible it would be Erica, and I, you know, she is right. They did bring up the question of the fact that a woman hasn't, you know, has not won in a long time and has barely won, which again, like is like it used to be about 50% men and 50% women for like the first half of Survivor, and then suddenly at season 25 after Denise wins, there's this like total dearth of female winners in the show. Mm-hmm. I think like up to 25, it's almost exactly 50%. I mean, obviously mm-hmm. with 25 seasons, that's not, it can't possibly be the case, but then it's like becomes wildly disproportionately men. You know, and there's obviously, we can talk about, you know, various reasons for that. I just think it would be such wrong to like have the first female winner in so long be just completely underedited like that. And I can't remember. I know that I should, maybe that's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, it's a new era, Steven. Maybe it's new editing style. But I really would struggle with, seeing her in the final three and not seeing the votes for her.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that she will be able to make a really strong case. And like, I feel like that she can find the votes. Yeah. I mean, she's not there with Ricard.
Right. I think I agree with you. I mean, that's the thing. Like everybody, you know, assuming Ricard is not there, everybody feels viable. And that's sort of why I think Ricard can't be there, because otherwise he's just, I mean, maybe he's there and it's a sweep, but you know, if Ricard is not there, and if Ricard is there, then like, where's the drama of the final tribal council? We mm-hmm. already know who won, but if Ricard, like, so that's why I think that it's unlikely that Ricard is there. I don't know. I mean, it's a real mystery. I really have no idea who's going to win. I just know it's not going to be Heather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's probably bad for Erica if Heather is in the final three. I feel like that could potentially be, you know, one of the scenarios that is a negative for her.
Yeah. I mean, I think probably she wants
to get Heather on the jury.
Yeah. Heather to vote for her and not Heather to take votes from her. Like, that seems like a pretty good big move. Mm-hmm. Right. So that probably is why Heather doesn't make the finals. That's interesting. Erica probably votes out Heather to make sure that Heather doesn't make the finals. Because I was wondering, like, what is the scenario where you eliminate Heather? But that actually, that makes sense.
Yeah. Let's go back to Ricard, who, again, the show has really, you know, sung his praises of what a great job he's done.
I think Deshaun wins, by the way. Sorry, go ahead. Okay. Sorry.
You think Deshaun will win the season?
I kind of do, because I think, like, in that Heather thing, like, if Erica votes out Heather, right, like, which maybe she does, and, like, that's her big move. In this episode, like, Deshaun got credit for Erica voting out Heather, right? Like, because he said he had that confessional after the water well, where he's like, now I've put that in her brain, and if she does it, it's my move. You know, like, anyway, okay, let's go back to Ricard. I'm sorry. So,
okay, let's talk that through, and we'll then come back to Ricard, because I thought it was very interesting, this Deshaun and Erica relationship over the course of the season, where, you know, it goes back to when they tried to throw the challenge back at Luvu. That started with Erica and Deshaun having a conversation, and Erica told Deshaun, hey, I want to vote out Sydney. What did Deshaun do? He went back and told Sydney. And then we had sort of like that confirmation and at this tribal council where Erica's like, you know what? I realize now I can never trust you. I knew there was something off about you.
But from my perspective, that's Erica always being shown to be under, you know, like right out of the gate, you know, we see Erica trying to be sneaky, and then like Deshaun blows up her game immediately, you know? I hear you that maybe that's like, there's like an arc there of their relationship. But from my perspective, like, I think they would have to hit that arc a little harder for it to be narratively significant. Like, from my perspective, that is more testament to how it would just be nuts for Erica to win and to be portrayed like that all season long as someone who is, you know, constantly being tricked and double crossed by Deshaun.
Yeah. Is she being tricked? She is being double crossed. I think that her story has been, you know, people perceive her as the lamb, but she comes out on top the lion.
I mean, it could happen in this last few days, right? We've certainly seen people come in out of nowhere, quite literally out of nowhere, in the last couple of days and win their seasons. So Chris Underwood is who I'm talking about there.
Thank you thank you for the explanation. Yes.
It could happen. It really, but I don't think it will. I don't know. I'm all over the place here, Rob, but I still kind of think it's Deshaun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but he's been so messy. I really, it could be any of those four, and I would be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back to Ricard. You know, I talked about how I think he has a tough road to get to the final three. And, you know, he's played such a great game. He's been so fun to watch that he ends up dominating this puzzle. I thought that was very interesting that Jeff asked him, how did you do it? And Ricard said that he thought of all the possible four-letter words that he could be making from the puzzle. Steven, what did you think about that as a strategy?
That was great. That was so brilliant to use the time to like consider the possible words. So obviously he knows that vote is going to be in there.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, but then what are the other words? Like last, maybe, like, cause there weren't like a ton of like don't make this, like, those are not like classic Survivor words. Those are just words.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, other than like vote and like last, I guess, but I mean, good for him, like, to come in with they do use your a lot. I mean, what did you think about it, Rob?
I thought it was pretty incredible. I mean, that I didn't even understand that how he could have done it.
Yeah, it was really, really impressive. Like, you know, once you have like one or two words in a puzzle like that, then you're golden, because the rest of it just falls into place.
Yeah.
No, that was really, really smart. That was such a fun moment for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been great. He's been great all season long. He's been great strategically. He's done really well in challenges, you know, three immunity wins. He's been fun TV. He's been really, you know, he's been really good.
But how are you feeling about Ricard? Are you feeling like that he has a good shot at this thing? That I've been feeling like everyone is against him now.
Yeah. No, I do think it's going to be a tough road ahead. I mean, again, like I think he's got a really solid shot, right? He's the best competitor there, and he has, you know, one immunity challenge to win, and then he's in the final four. Again, I don't know if we've seen him make fire, but I'm just going to assume he's great at that. And
that's the easy part. I feel like that he has two shots at that, to ultimately either win the immunity or to, you know, make the fire and, you know, like, I don't know who necessarily wins. Is it maybe him and Deshaun making the fire?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be a really interesting, face off. I mean, I just feel like he's so dominant that, or he's so clearly
Actually, it's either, I think Ricard or Deshaun is probably gone at the final five, that because Xander will play his idol. And so I would think that either Ricard will win immunity or, I think Deshaun, and if Ricard doesn't win immunity, he goes home. And I think that probably Deshaun goes if, you would think, right? Or unless Heather goes.
Well, maybe, right. Because let's say Ricard wins immunity, Xander plays his idol. And then maybe Erica thinks this is my chance to take out Heather. You know, that's the completion of the Deshaun Erica story, where maybe Erica thinks this is my chance to take out Heather. So she votes for Heather.
Mm-hmm. Steven, I want to talk about the idols real quick, that Danny went out to go look for an idol. We saw it highlighted, but this has been a season where has the idol been played at all the entire season? I mean,
it's been really fun too. Like how minimal, like the idols, like they've, I think, I mean, we've criticized a lot of this season in terms of the advantages and how many of them there have been and how, like, with all the extra votes flying around, can't keep track of anything. You know, one aspect of the season that has been refreshing is that idols have been there. They've been strategic complications, but they haven't been these dominant things that just, like, totally, you know, the show revolves around, like they sometimes have been, you know, with like the Ben bombs, you know, with Devin's only to some degree. I say I'm not allowed to say anything negative about Devin's because then it gets back to him on Twitter and he gets mad at me when we play Fortnite. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's tough.
That the immunity idol that Danny was close to finding, could that end up playing a factor at the final five vote where it's that there. Second, I mean, that second idol ends up being found?
It was fun. By the way, let's talk about how I think they did such a good job with that, where they, you know, left us wondering, right? Mm-hmm. Does Danny have an idol? They cut away. They show us the idol. They show Danny looking. There's the implication. Maybe he finds it. And then there's the speculation where Ricard is wondering, I think he has an idol. We see Danny kind of like playing it off a little. You see Heather sort of speculating, does he have an idol? And we, the viewers, are wondering, does he have an idol? I think he does. Maybe he doesn't. When are they going to show us?
Yeah.
And then I think they did it really, really well, where they kept the tension just long enough. And then they kind of come back and say, oh, he doesn't have an idol. But they sort of made it a mystery. They got us involved in the mystery. And they didn't like make a big thing out of it later at Tribal Council. They just showed us shortly thereafter. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, they played with the expectations of, oh, I think they're going to go back and show us he did have the idol the whole time. And it's like, they're like, nope, I didn't have anything. Found some spiders and some bark.
I hope so. Do you think that that's going to play a part?
I suspect not, if I had to guess.
Steven, maybe Deshaun finds it.
Maybe, or Ricard.
Yeah.
Or Heather.
Or Erica.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Steven, let's take some questions from the listeners of Rob is a Podcast. Why don't you get it started here? What does Ida have to say?
All right, Ida wants to know, is the same phenomenon happening with Xander and his idol and Tony and Cagayan, where the idol was so public that no one was making a move against him? I think that's part of it.
Well, but Tony, don't forget, had the Tyler Perry idol where he could not get voted out before the votes were read. So that he had two of them. And then he had the idol till it expired at the final five, and he told people that he was going to play it at the final four. So, I don't think it's exactly the same. If anything, that Tony's like threat level was like so big, nobody could attack him. But that, you know, that Xander is not the Tony. He's the Spencer.
No, yeah, that's exactly. I think Xander is not in the same level of people's awareness as the potential winner. Well, we haven't really heard anybody talk about him except for himself as a potential.
Well, I wonder, do the other players think of him as having go-tential?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause maybe if he hasn't, you know, when you're in that position of being in the minority tribe and you have no leverage, you're not a power play, you're just trying to move from vote to vote, that forces you to not really have a huge strategic impact on what happens. And therefore you do sort of lose your winner potential. You know, if you're the one who's just kind of like clinging on, then you're not ever going to be the one who is, you know, is driving it. Although he did sort of claim that he was driving the last vote, which was apparently a mistake, was a bad vote.
He said in the episode, like, well, that might've been a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Steven, let's take a question from Oloroso, the Oloroso sisters. Danny revealed that he was a football player to Deshaun. Do we know what he claimed to be the other players? I believe he said that he played football in college and that he was a coach.
I think he said he was a coach and like, you know, I think we saw him when he was, maybe episode one or episode two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steven, that he also revealed that he was a member of the Dallas Cowboys, which, Steven, that is a organization in the National Football League.
Oh, probably based in Texas, if I were to guess.
Yes. Yeah. So that's they didn't make a big deal on the show that he was hiding. Like, this was not like Jeff Kent that, you know, sort of like hiding his occupation.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny was great all around. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal. Just, you know.
Yeah, we didn't humble. Really, give him too much of just like a wrap up in terms of like him as a player. But no, he did. He was just very solid.
Yeah, great. I mean, you know, I think like, you know, Erica or someone said, I think it was Erica who said tonight, you know, we don't really know what Danny's game was as much. So yeah. I think, you know, maybe he was never as visible, but we certainly, you know, we, the viewers certainly saw him making key decisions with Deshaun. You know, maybe he wasn't the guy to go out and, you know, evangelize for those decisions, but he was certainly the person in the, you know, in the power cluster who was saying, let's go for this person because of this reason. He had a very, you know, keen strategic sensibility. He was good in challenges. He won an immunity. And just, you know, his wonderful baritone voice. What else can you say?
No, he was just like very steady. And I think that he was probably like a stabilizing presence for Deshaun, who probably like wanted to like make wilder swings in the game. And I think that Danny was just like, you know, very like focused on like the mission and the task at hand.
Yeah. And we saw that when in the mini split, right, where Deshaun was talking about voting out Liana, right? Yeah. Yeah. And then Danny was like, no, we're not doing that. And then that was it.
Yeah. Okay. Adam A., why is nobody targeting Xander? He'll walk to the final four after playing his idol. Why not flush his idol now?
I think we're all wondering that. I think it was a mistake from Danny and Deshaun.
I mean, and it's been like the story like of this post-merge game has been a lot about that nobody ever tries to flush Xander's idol. And the one time they tried to do it, Heather stood up and screwed it up.
Yeah, that was a wild tribal council.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Heather is really the biggest game changer in a way.
She certainly changed this game because
game changers too.
Yeah. I mean, that night they wanted to split the votes between Tiffany and Xander, and then Heather got up and still nobody seems to understand why she wanted to change the vote.
And yeah. And then it was like going to be on Heather. And there was like an argument between Shannon and Deshaun. And, and then there was, Shannon always looked so mad on the jury. Or like disgusted.
I don't know. She, maybe she feels like that. It should be her.
Yeah, it should be her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Steven, what does Wyatt have to say?
Wyatt wants to know, is Danny the greatest former pro athlete survivor?
Mm-hmm.
He played a consistent and strong game, start to finish, and likely had a good shot at Culpepper got to the a good shot at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, a good shot at it.
Sure. Well,
it doesn't say it.
No,
Culpepper got to the final three, but relied on challenges to get there and had an incredibly flawed end game.
So, Stephen, last week I got to speak with Jason Concepcion, a great podcaster, Crooked Media, No Buffs, and many others. I asked him, is Danny the best former athlete to ever play? And he threw out Brad Culpepper. What do you think?
I think it's a totally different
game.
Give Culpepper. I mean, Culpepper was not just an immunity challenge beast. He also had, you know, he was extremely dominant. You know, he outfoxed the great JT himself in the Malcolm boot where he got JT to, you know, tell him who that tribe was voting for. Because Culpepper was also the leader of his tribe. He did well in the final two. I think you got to give it to Culpepper on the merits. Like, just because Culpepper won more, you know, immunities doesn't mean he's less of a survivor player. Some might say the opposite. What do you think? Who would you give it to?
Boy,
what about Tyson Apostle, former cyclist, obviously the greatest professional.
Yes. I mean, certain people said, what about Ethan? Ethan's on.
Soccer player. Yeah.
But I think we're looking at people who played in one of the, you know, major professional sports in the United States. I feel like that if we had a season, like all the athletes were going to be out there, I think I'd put my chip on Danny before Brad.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, Brad is more erratic, right? He's all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's what's so fun about Brad. Mm-hmm.
Remember when he had a mustache and then he shaved it on like in the reunion?
That was very weird. That was a very weird choice. The whole thing was, that whole thing was very, very Brad Culpepper.
Yeah, that was great.
It's so interesting. I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I liked Jeff Kent, you know, I really, I thought he was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, Stephen, how about this question? What about from George Wise?
George Wise wants to know, wouldn't it have been a better idea for Deshaun to take Heather aside prior to the tribal council in order to try and shift the votes away from him, Danny, and potential lead pull a 3-2-1 on Erica? George, that's a great point.
Great point.
Why do that tribal council when no one is going to change their votes? Before tribal council, you may have a chance of actually swaying someone and getting that. Yeah, they could get a 3-2-1 together. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a fantastic point.
That is very good. I mean, how many players know that Xander wants to take out Ricard? I know Xander is telling us that. Did Danny and Deshaun know that?
Well, he definitely told Danny that this week, right? Like now he wants to take out Ricard. I mean, it sounded like all systems were go on like the get out Ricard plan prior to the, you know.
But does Ricard know that Xander, I mean, that it doesn't seem like it. I think that Ricard says in the episode that Xander is very loyal. Nobody try to go to Ricard and say like, hey, Xander wants to vote you out?
Well, why would you do that if you wanted Ricard to be gone? Like, why would you tell Ricard that Xander wanted him out?
Well, Ricard's immune.
But everyone wants Ricard out.
Mm-hmm.
You think you'd be like, you know, oh, hey, Xander wants you out. I also want you out. And, you know, Danny wants you out too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone wants him out.
Okay. All right.
I guess that one of the limits there is always time, right? Mm-hmm. Because
especially now.
Yeah, especially now when they have the immunity challenge and then tribal council is that evening. I mean, didn't Erica have a confessional where she said, you know, we had this big plan to get out Ricard. And now we know that Ricard is immune. We don't really know.
We didn't have a plan B. Yeah.
Didn't have a plan B. Right. Yeah. So, you know, I do think that it's always hard on immunity challenge days where, you know, you go to the immunity challenge, by the time you get back, it's like noon. And then you've got like tribal council in a couple hours and you don't always have time to get all the ducks in a row. It might have just been like, you know, had Danny Deshaun had more time, they would have thought of that. But it was like a last minute thing where Erica said that or you know, who knows?
Okay. Let's take another question. Johnny B says, do you think that they were being mischievous with the edit tonight? It seems like they were trying to add a new player storylines for potential winners cut besides Ricard. Did you feel like that we were getting extra story? I mean, who was added at this point?
No, I you didn't see Brett from season 19 of Samoa. He was added. They just added him right into this episode. No, I kind of agree. I actually felt like we were getting a little bit more story for almost everyone in terms of potential winner stories would be. Yeah, but it was more like, oh, this is how I'm going to meet me. You know, like Erica, like it's my time. Like it's time for a woman to win. I want the woman to be me. You know, we certainly see Ricard as, you know, he's the dominant person. I mean, there was some talk about Deshaun. I did think we were sort of seeing a little bit more of all the different shifting mechanics, which is, you know, what I like to see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
How about what would Jennifer from Connecticut have to say?
Jennifer wants to know, why didn't Danny and Deshaun vote together?
Such a good question, Jennifer. Such a good question. So good.
They could have possibly forced a 2-2-2 tie. What do you think about that, Rob?
They should have. Oh, my God. They definitely should have.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does seem they should have.
Okay. Lucas.
But you didn't like the prisoner's dilemma aspect of it, where there's a chance that if they agreed to vote together, then one of them would flip.
I will certainly ask Danny about that thought process and why they didn't ultimately put those votes on Xander when we talk on the exit interview tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
All right, Lucas wants to know, tonight we saw Deshaun complain that reward challenges weren't worth playing for. Robin Steven, in your season, did any of the players ever balk at Jeff's offered rewards? Yeah, I think that was a very funny scene in the episode where you had the chance to have not one, but two different reward options. And Deshaun said, how about a letter?
Yeah, all this negotiating on this season, it's like, you know, people don't know where the limits are. I mean, honestly, I thought that was clever. Like, if Jeff is so open to negotiating these days and anything is up for grabs, why not just be like, hey, what if we throw in a letter? What if I get a letter instead? I thought that was fun. I mean, it was,
I thought Jeff handled it well. I thought it was very, very funny.
Yeah, yeah. He was outraged or faux outraged.
Steven, what do you think about the decision between chicken and vegetables or candy and what was it? Candy and cookies?
Cake.
Yeah.
Maybe I was just thinking about cake.
Yes.
I mean, obviously you're getting chicken and vegetables, right?
I mean, I've seen that, like who would ever take, the candy, but, I feel like that most of the survivors that I feel like that I played with probably would have picked the candy.
No, I mean, maybe in the olden days, now we're a little more savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you would never choose candy at this point. It's just sugar. You're going to have a sugar rush and you're going to have a sugar crash. You need to like win immunity challenges.
That's all people talk about.
You're days away from
I played with Jenna and Heidi, Steven, that that people were going to take the candy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think in this era of, you know, cutthroat, maybe back in like the clubby days, you know, when it was just like all like guffaws, you know, like match game back then, you know, like everyone, like Gene Rayburn, like twirling around his microphone and like, you know, like the chummy swinging 70s that you played in.
Yeah.
Wherever it was. Like,
it was
cake.
A party. It was a party.
Yeah. You had a Coke machine, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to take the candy.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Cake and Coke. Yeah.
Yeah. What is this? Season of Survivor sponsored by Whole Foods? Come on.
All right. Yeah.
Adam has a question.
Adam K. Oh, that could be Adam Klein for all we know. Wants to know, Jeff said there would be two votes next week plus the fire making tiebreaker. Is he bad at math?
No, he didn't say that. I said, wait, what is he saying? So he said there would be two immunity challenges. He said there would be two tribal councils, a tiebreaker fire making. So that I think that Jeff might just be very much in the weeds on the fire making, where somebody's immune, then somebody gets picked, and then the two people can't vote for each other.
Right.
So in essence, that is a tiebreaker, and then that is that's just like if it was a 2-2 tie. For whatever reason they are branding the fire making as a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Right. I agree with you about that.
It's exercise in branding. It's not it's exactly what you expect it to be.
Yeah. which, yeah.
Yeah. And why do they have to go to another island, Steven? Yeah, who cares? Right. Yeah. Who is this for?
Yeah. It'll
probably be like Island of the Idols, where there will be an advantage or right, an idol that's thing. Hidden on this new place. So,
right.
So that could loom large also. Maybe that could be the path for Ricard. Find the idol and then make a fire.
I mean, honestly,
I hope he can do it. I hope he does.
Maybe Ricard does pull it off. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe like that is the journey of the next episode of like, how does Ricard do it? And then he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be watching. Who's going to win the season? We asked the listeners of the podcast earlier in this episode. You remember.
And I do.
Yes. Who's going to win the season? Okay.
He's definitely the presumptive favorite.
Right. The answer is Ricard. Sam, do we have any backstory on what the how we reached that conclusion? Okay. Here we go. 53% of the people polled said that it would be Ricard, 20% said Erica, Steven. 40% said Deshaun. 12% said Xander. Nobody said Heather. And then what is that number under Chris Underwood? Is that the write-in? Okay. All right. There you go. All right, Steven, let me tell you, 1% for Chris Underwood.
I'm as confused
as a goat, on a yes. Yes. Steven, let's talk about what's coming up here on Robin's podcast.
Tell me.
All right, here we go. Starting off tomorrow morning, I will be speaking with Danny and find out what he had to say about everything, what happened with the 222, and much more on the last regular season exit interview. Then, over the weekend, I'm going to catch up with the great Dom Abate, and we'll talk about what Dom is seeing this season, and who does Dom think is going to win, and much more on our episode recap. But in the meantime, tomorrow, get your feedback questions in, robinsonwebsite.com/voicemail. A great Robinson podcast tradition. Mike Bloom, co-host of the RJP B&B, many other podcasts, Parade.com. Mike Bloom will join me to talk about everything that we've seen this season here on Survivor 41. So excited about that. On Monday night, Kirsten McInnes will join us on the Survivor 41 patron Q&A. I'll take your questions live, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Then also, why blank lost? David and Jessica will tell us what happened to Danny. What's going on? Why did he lose? Did he follow the rules? Find out on the latest why blank lost. And then yes.
Do you think there's a chance that like, I mean, maybe because everyone thought he had the idol that like, you know, put pressure on them to,
well, you know, I do think there's a thing, and tell me what you think, that it's like that they like knew that, like Deshaun felt like he was going home. It's like, aha, we'll keep Deshaun. And we'll send Danny's feeling safe. So that'll mess with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's a thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like keep the person who
was like messier.
Yeah. Keep it like, like they think that he's safe. But in reality, we're going to keep Deshaun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It could be.
Okay. All right. On the B&B this week, it's Double Date Week is back. Check out, of course, podcasting's favorite couple. It's Liana and Puya are going to be joined by Jenny Autumn and Phil T once again for Double Date Week on the B&B. When Mike Bloom's away, the couples will play some games. So
that sounds fun.
Yeah. There you go. On the B&B. And then over here on Survivor Global. Oh, it's always a special week when Shannon Gus is joined by her brother, Jason, to talk about. It's a family visit.
Oh my God.
we're getting the family visit on
Survivor
Global.
You offered Shannon either Loke Arnaik. Mm-hmm. She chose the family visit.
Family visit. Okay. As Jason Gates joins Shannon on Survivor Global this week. Always a fun one. And then Matt Scott is going to be joining Taryn live on the Survivor Stock Watch to rate all the players again this week. Of course, check that out live when Taryn is on. And then on the Purple Pants podcast, that if you've missed it, Bryce Isaiah has been covering this season every week with the winner of Survivor Ghost Island, Wendell Holland, and Jack Atkins from The Circle. This week, Jamal Shipman stops by to talk about everything that's going on Survivor on the bonus edition, the Survivor News edition of the Purple Pants podcast. Check that out as well. Of course, Stephen, this week, Puya closed down the 90-day fiancé season, 90-day fiancé the other way with Sasha Joseph. This week, Puya is going to be back to start a whole new season of 90 Day Fiancé. And I have some big news, Stephen.
What?
I will be joining Puya Zambakili to cover the new season. I believe it's before the 90 days, starting Monday on Rob as a Podcast. No. Yeah, it's happening.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
They said it would never happen.
Before the 90 day. They said it would never happen. Survivor's almost over. Going to jump back in for a season of 90 Day Fiancé with Puya Zambakili starting this Monday.
Can't believe it.
Okay. You should watch it too. Rob is check out everything we've gone on as a patron of Rob is a Podcast, of course. This is where we've got so much going on in the Rob is a Podcast community. Everybody talking about these great shows that we love to talk about, plus all of this bonus content, including the 41 Q&A, the patron 5 for 5. We had a great Survivor exclusive last night on Patreon as we were joined by Adam Klein, your friend and mine, came on to talk with us that he talked about some of the things to be doing when you are making your reality TV application. So Adam Klein joined us, talked about some of the do's and don'ts. We took questions live. You can watch that recording when you become a patron of Rob's Podcast, robswebsite.com/patron. And then this Tuesday night, Tuesday the 14th, Jordan Kalish is back. It's all finale Survivor trivia, Steven. You play live on your phone. It's totally interactive. We had 400 people playing last time. Jordan Kalish is going to ask you a question. You enter on your phone, and we have the live leaderboard. It's very, very fun. Check that out.
What difficulty are the questions?
Very difficult.
So super hard, but it's like, what's a tribe name? I mean, from last season, I couldn't name the tribe names, but,
He tends to not do what is the tribe name, but that's a very difficult Survivor questions. And then we had the winner of the 400 people came on and faced me live, Stephen.
Hmm.
And I lost.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well,
I lost. But
what
was
the game?
Survivor trivia questions.
Oh, trivia.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I was very close until the last question. I got it wrong.
What was the last question?
You know what? Sam, if you remember, let me know. But I do not recall what the last question was.
Blocked it out.
Yeah, I tried to block it out, but it comes back. All right.
Not when I'm curious about it.
All right, Stephen. Okay, Stephen asked. Said when are we getting Fishback merch?
I mean, again, you have Y Blank Lost merch, so yeah.
Available now. Go to robiswebsite.com/merch to check out the all new Survivor Know-It-Alls merch available for the first time ever.
That's so exciting. I think it looks great. I think it really looks great. I love all of the things. I love the Know-It-All shirt. I love the knowingest Know-It-All with a little brain statuette. Mm-hmm. My only objection is that on the brain statuette, it says Rob. And Rob's not the same.
Rob is a podcast,
but it just says Rob. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to say Steven.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Okay. I mean, would you like some Steven has a podcast merch?
No, maybe like, I mean, if I've always been a fan of Fish has a podcast. So FAP, I've always been a fan of the
yes.
FAP.
Yeah.
Podcast.
I've heard. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Check it out. robswebsite.com/merch, among other new entries that we're coming up with. Subscribe to Rob is a Podcast on YouTube or at robiswebsite.com/subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And of course, follow us on the social medias. That's going to be on Twitter at Robinson Podcast, Instagram at Rahapgrams, and then at Robinson Podcast on TikTok. Steven, I'm hearing that the chat is really looking for the fishy for tonight. This has been a tough season for the fishy.
Tough one. It is a tough one. I mean, like, it's tough because, oh, man, this is a tough one. I don't know. I guess Erica, you'd probably give it to,
Erica.
Right? Like, but the thing is, like, if Erica loses to Deshaun, like, this was a terrible move for Erica. I mean, Heather had a big – no. Erica. Yeah, Erica for the fishy. My God.
No, I think you have to give it to Erica because, Erica, I mean, what, yeah. I mean, who else – first off, who else could you possibly give it to?
And
we sort of, like have deduced that Erica was the voice in the room that said, it has to be Danny, not Deshaun. And Deshaun was probably the person who is looking at – I mean, if Deshaun goes to the final three, he's probably – like, Erica's probably going to be the person he's going to take – to the final three. And, you know, I think that there might be some anti Deshaun sentiment on the jury. So I think that's a good person for Erica to sit with.
I agree. I really agree. I mean, obviously there is going, you're probably right. Like, you know, Shan is obviously super pissed at Deshaun. You know, Liana will probably also, you know, if she's influenced by Shan outside the game, if she is inside the game.
I suspect it's complicated. Like, I think she could be angry with Deshaun, but she may also want to see, somebody from her alliance win the game. So, it's probably like, you know, something that will be discussed like, in the final tribal council.
Yeah. Anyway, it is interesting though, but like if you are Erica, you're thinking like maybe there is some animosity towards Deshaun in the same way that there isn't any that animosity towards Danny, right? Danny didn't feel like nobody felt as personally betrayed by Danny. So yeah, I think overall, and also I want to give Erica credit too for a really good answer when they were talking about what a mistake it was to vote out Liana. You know, I thought Erica had a really compelling point at Tribal Council, and I thought that she expressed it really well that it's not a mistake, you know, for each individual person, right? It's, you know, if a person has, you know, you've got to balance what the ultimate end game is and how you're going to get to the end game. You know, in order to advance yourself further in the game, you have to move forward with the people who are going to be your allies. So I thought, really strong night for Erica. You're right. Erica, fishy for Erica, for sure.
Fishy for Erica. Steven, so are you ready for, you know, next week? This thing's not even going to start till like 11:15.
I know, it's crazy. I'm going to be like asleep on my arm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we put the coffee on next week because we'll be live after the finale of Survivor 41. Great job once again, Steven. Thank you all for watching.
Yeah, you too.
Yes.
Yeah, this is fun.
And then we'll talk to you next time. Big Thursday coming up. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.